Welcome in. I want to welcome in Val Ruff, Convention and Visitors Bureau Director. It's Experience Marshalltown. Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing awesome. How are you?
Good. Doing great. Yeah. Sunny day. It's a little cool, but it's a sunny day and we'll take it.
It's brisk.
It is brisk. So let's go ahead and get started this morning on Experience Marshalltown. Our featured guest is Tim Keener, and Tim's going to be visiting with us about the Marshalltown Little League. And I've been talking a lot about the economic impact of tourism, and Tim is very helpful in bringing in lots of visitors through the middle of March, through the middle of June. For baseball tournaments, and we're going to be talking a little bit about that. So I want to welcome you in this morning, Tim.
Thank you very much for having me.
You bet. I always enjoy having you on the show and sharing with the listeners your dedication and passion to the Little League baseball sport and the organization, the Marshalltown Little League group, and all that you do to bring visitors and guests to our community.
You bet. It's a great time of year for us as we get ready for our the Little League season. Little League season traditionally is the middle of April into July, but we also support our community and our program by bringing in, as you mentioned, tournaments to our community, and those start up already. Our first one is Saturday the 31st of March, and so we have teams from all over the Midwest coming in for that date, and then the following weekends, every Saturday and Sunday, will be filled up down there as we host some great baseball and raise some money for our program, and also bring a lot of money into the community at our hotels, restaurants, gas stations, you name it, as these people come in from all over the Midwest to enjoy our facilities.
Yeah, and before we depart this morning, you're going to have to share that one story. It's still my favorite story. My favorite story. We won't share. So stay tuned, because you're going to want to hear the story that Tim shares about a few years ago and a conversation that he had with a convenience store manager. So you got to stay tuned for that.
That's a good one.
It is a great one. So, Tim, let's talk a little bit about the history of the Marshalltown Little League organization. I know that I can just share that my husband was huge into baseball, and that's some of his favorite memories as a kid are of playing baseball. Of course, back then they played a little more pickup ball, you know, in the neighborhood, but then there was also the organized Little League. But I'll let you take it away.
Sure.
With the history.
The 12th Street, our facility is located off of 12th Street, South 12th Street, right backs up to the railroad tracks there. And that facility has been there and operating for 54 years now. And so if you can think, it's been a lot of years since baseball has been starting to play there. And in fact, we're celebrating this year the state championship team from 1968. So our kids that are ages 11 and 12 will actually have uniforms that replicate the uniforms worn by the team.
Oh, I
love
that.
In 1968. And it'll be really neat because there are obviously still members of that team in the area.
Sure.
And members that will come back and celebrate the first weekend in June, when we're going to have a celebration at our park.
First weekend in June. I got to make sure I mark my calendar. Definitely want to see that. Yeah, their throwback uniforms.
No doubt. And we'll have a big carnival down there that day for everybody. It'll be great. If you think state champions in 1968, we've been around a long time. And we've only been around a long time because of the support of the community. Our goal and our mission has always been, if there's a child in this community, ages 5 through middle school, that wants to play baseball, we're going to find them a home to play. And that's kind of our bottom line mission. And then you try to keep that facility going and keep it operational and obviously keep it safe and welcoming. And I think we've done that over the years, and it's really a nice place. If you haven't been down there recently, take a walk through on the bike path, walk through there, and you'll see it's a great place to have a family event.
Yeah, it is. It's a great facility, and I know you're landlocked as far as if you wanted to do any expansion. You got the railroad tracks on one side and Lynn Creek, so
we can get very creative.
And the 12th Avenue, and yeah, but you've done a nice job. How many diamonds are there in that on that campus?
We have we'll start with our fields for the younger kids. So ages up through 12, we have four. And then we kick into our fields that we support the middle league, school teams on. We have two teams there that our high school team also utilizes before their season kicks off. So the high school teams utilize those fields in their what they would call their spring training time period.
Great.
And they bring in teams from around the area to compete with as well. So we try to support all ages there, and we've got a great relationship with the folks that run the softball organization. And if we need the fields we just don't have enough space for a weekend tournament, we'll expand down there and utilize that park as well.
That's nice.
And when you see from 12th Street through 6th Street filled up with baseball players, it's quite a deal.
Yeah, it's a great complex. You know, that little, I keep referring to it kind of as a hub. But, you know, that little area along Lynn Creek and the bike trail, and they're continuing to add things to that, the Mega 10 Park expansion. I mean, just that whole area is really starting to develop into kind of a sporting complex area. So, as you said, 12th to 6th Street full of kiddos on diamonds. I mean, that's just awesome.
It's great.
And we do have a great complex. And, you know, as you and I were talking earlier, you know, kind of great location as well. You know, Marshalltown's, you know, centrally located. So we're easy to get to. So, wow, that conversation went quickly. And we'll wrap up that first segment, and we will be right back with Experience Marshalltown. The Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau invites you to meet in the middle. The MCVB can help you find the perfect venue to create a memorable meeting, whether planning a conference, meeting, wedding, family reunion, military reunion, or simply meeting friends halfway. Marshalltown is the ideal location, offering a convenient place for guests and attendees to travel with ease. Grant funding may also be available for meeting planners. Call the MCVB today at 753-6645 for more information, or go online at marshalltown.org/visit.
Hi, I'm Tim Price, and I'm the new owner of Pence Appliance and TV of Marshalltown.
And I am Justin Wood, the store manager of Pence Appliance and TV.
Justin and I are excited to continue to provide the same great prices, excellent customer service, and expert appliance repair.
And I am proud to say that we are keeping Pence locally owned and operated to better serve the community with delivery, installation, and service. Stop in and allow us to help you with all your appliance needs, located on the west side of the Marshalltown Square.
Mention this ad and receive 5% off your next purchase.
In a few years, our farm will be a century farm, and that's kind of a big deal. It means that your farm has been in your family for 100 years.
Dan Wegmuller is a real farmer.
Being a small farmer has never been tougher. Imagine going into a business where, over the course of 10 years, you might have one good year, 2 or 3 years of huge losses, and the rest you're lucky just to break even.
He's also an American Family Insurance customer.
Every farm is different, and American Family Insurance gets that because their agents have lived in farming communities for generations. They were the only ones willing to insure the special equipment that I have. Well, they cover just what I need and nothing more, which can be the margin between struggling just to make it to the end of the year and becoming a century farm and passing this life on to the next generation.
American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Learn more at amfam.com/farm.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
And welcome back to our Experience Marshalltown show. Our Convention Visitors Bureau Director, Val Ruff, hosting, of course.
Thanks, Kyle. So this morning, we're visiting with Tim Keener. He oversees the Marshalltown Little League Association here in Marshalltown, the organization for youth sports. And I know Tim does a lot to make this a reality for Marshalltown, and he always is gracious and says that the community is very helpful. But I think it's a real collaborative event where we all come together. And the thing that Tim and I were just talking about was how important all the volunteers that make this possible, including those parents that have been with you. And now that we know Little League's been there for 54 years, I guess I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
But, you know, we know those parents are very important to moving this organization forward.
No doubt. Obviously, we're a volunteer organization, and we rely on coaches. And as anybody who's experienced sports knows, the quality of the team and the quality of the program is driven by those coaches. We just try to put everything together and allow them the opportunity and the environment to do that in. And so, yes, parents, it starts there. And, you know, you mentioned the 50 years. We've had kids that from those parents who won the state championship, and now we're on to their kids playing in the program and their kids. So it's amazing how it's a program that you have to continually give back to. And I think a great example of that is this year's group of seniors who are going to be competing at the high school. They were the first group that I was really exposed to when they started in the program as in the TWE program at age 5 and 6, and now they're graduating from high school. And if you think about that, they've grown up in the program. They utilized our facilities and had no clue what was going on. They showed up and played. But over the years, they started giving back, and in middle school, they started working down there, doing different things, and you'll find those kids will be the 28th of March is when they put on their first camp. And so the combination of the players who are led by Coach Steve Hansen from the Marshalltown team and his coaching staff will put on a camp that goes for 3 weeks in a row, and all the kids in Marshalltown come down. And you really see kids giving back to the program, obviously, as well as the coaches. And without them, this program doesn't exist.
Yeah. And that, you know, there's a couple stories. That is one of my other favorite stories, Tim, that you always share, is that you have that special group of volunteers, which is the high school boys baseball team, and that they learn to give back through, you know, like you said, it's a, you know, kind of a through the generations that they've become. So here they are. Now they're seniors and they're giving back. And, inspiring and mentoring those kids that are just now coming in, just like they were.
Absolutely. It's really neat to see.
Yeah. And I just love that there's opportunities for them to give back in multiple ways, whether it's coaching or, you know, being there to warm up the kids, and that it's that hands-on mentoring. And I love that opportunity for these kids. And then, you know, that creates that passion for them to continue. And then, you know, being in the camp and having hands-on with kiddos. And
we obviously look for them to be, you know, how they act, how they play. We want those little kids to look up to them and say, that's the way you play the game of baseball.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's just amazing that it works like that. So I know you got parents that help, you got moms that take care of different things, and you've got your fundraising component of, you know, continuing to be able to support the organization through the years. I know you do. There's little fundraisers and things that happen throughout the year.
I have to say, all of those things come together, which create our base of what we operate off of. But when you look at our community and you look at all the kids that need to or want to play in our program, the needs from a scholarship standpoint are so large. And that's where we got into these tournaments. And these tournaments are a way for us to not only bring money into the program, but also to help those sponsors that have helped us in the community. And you mentioned before, you know, one of those stories is how do we give back to the community? And when you see teams from all over the Midwest, and obviously we think we're in the cold and it was a little brisk out today. Teams up in Minnesota are thinking a little bit different. They think it was a heat wave if they came down here. And what you'll see is teams from Minnesota will come down here the last weekend in March, and they're going to fill up this community with cars and people that are hungry and looking for gas and places to stay. And if you don't tell the community these folks are coming in, they're going to get overwhelmed. And that's what kind of happens. When we first started doing this, we really didn't know what we were really had on our plate. And I got called out during the tournament. My wife, who was in the concession stand, said, you have a very upset person up here. I need you to come talk very quickly. And so I ran up there, and the individual was from a local convenience store. It was a convenience store manager saying, what in the world's going on? My store is wiped out of everything from pop to hot food, and these sunflower seeds were gone early this morning, and you need to let me know when this happens. So I made a commitment to her that I would do that. The second weekend shows up, and I get a call from my wife again. Hey, she's back. She's really upset again. And she said, I need to know how many teams are coming to town because it seems so much larger this weekend. I said, well, yeah, it's twice as big. Well, I need to know that because I was prepared and got wiped out again. Third weekend, she's back. My wife calls me. She said, thank you. We were ready this time, but we still got wiped out.
So I love
that
story.
It's great, the amount of people that come into town and the money they spend.
And we forget that those convenience stores are the where people like to stop in and get those little necessities that they have to have, the sunflower seeds and the Gatorades or whatever. So that will wrap up our second segment, and we'll be back in just a minute to finalize Experience Marshalltown.
The Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau invites you to meet in the middle. The MCVB can help you find the perfect venue to create a memorable meeting, whether planning a conference, meeting, wedding, family reunion, military reunion, or simply meeting friends halfway. Marshalltown is the ideal location, offering a convenient place for guests and attendees to travel with ease. Grant funding may also be available for meeting planners. Call the MCVB today at 753-6645 for more information, or go online at marshalltown.org/visit.
Looking to freshen up the interior of your home? Diamond Vogel Decorating Center is having their spring decorating event. Now until March 17th, all interior permacryl, flat, eggshell, satin, and semi-gloss paints are only $27.59 per gallon, nearly $20 off per gallon. Diamond Vogel has also added Lafayette blinds, and they're 10% off, and select accessories are on sale. Now is the time to liven up your interior and save. Ask the experts at Diamond Vogel Decorating Center, 104 East Lynn Street, Marshalltown.
Hey Dave, what you doing on your phone?
I'm just looking at the Crop Health Index on my field. Helps make some application decisions.
Health Index what?
Crop Health Index, from my satellite imagery. You see, Encirca Services applies special analytics to my satellite images to help me not only monitor how my crops are doing, but also assess their differences and progress from one point in time to the other. And that helps me make in-season management decisions to help improve my yields.
So, you're farming?
Yes, Bob, I'm farming from space.
Monitor crop health using satellite imagery from Encirca Services. Snapshots of your fields provide quick visualizations of crop growth patterns to monitor changes in crop health. Encirca Services satellite imagery helps inform field scouting, providing early warning and timely resolutions to help maximize your harvest results. Put Encirca Services to work on your operation all season long. Contact your local DuPont Pioneer sales professional or Encirca Certified Services agent to learn more.
So how can you be farming from space? You're right here talking to me.
Am I, Bob? Am I?
And welcome back. It's our final segment with Val Ruff.
Thanks, Kyle. So if you've tuned in and you haven't been listening, we're visiting with Tim Keener of the Marshalltown Little League, the youth sports organization, and talking a little bit about the Little League and how Tim's been instrumental in this, along with a lot of other volunteers through the past 54 years. I think that's definitely something that we want to tout, and I want to thank you personally, Tim, for your commitment to the community and keeping this program strong, and the relationships and the community partners that it takes to pull off this period of time that you bring all these tourists to our community.
Oh, absolutely. And thank you for your and your team's support as well.
Yeah. I mean, we like to help as much as we can. The CVB has some resources that we can have available for visitors, and we try to make sure that you guys have those available down there. It does also gives a great opportunity for our local retail, lodging, eateries, anybody, convenience stores, everybody. I mean, the whole community can benefit from this. And when you bring in that influx of visitors to the community, when we're ready and we give them great hospitality and they have a good experience, we know that they continue to come back. And I think what you've done, Tim, is an attest to that they're continuing to come back and your numbers continue to rise.
Numbers continue to rise and our reach is growing. When we used to just be somewhat Iowa to begin with, now we're touching all of our border states, seeing teams come from all over. And when they come, they're coming for the weekend. And we very much are willing to accommodate them, getting them, the game times to get them into town and still get them home before school on Monday.
Exactly.
But they're here. When they come in, they're here and they're looking for entertainment and everything that goes along with that.
Yeah.
And what's really neat about it is it's not just the players and the coaches. It's the family and the support members that come to town as well. And if you go through our parking lot on one of those weekends, you'll see it from the license plates that are in the park. You'll see them from all over, not only Iowa, the different counties, but all over the bordering states as well. It's a really neat experience to see.
Kind of like the Maid Rite.
Exactly.
You go to the Maid Rite, there's always these out-of-state plates. And you know that when people are in town, that if they're here for a reunion or something, they always see people from out of the different counties and stuff. But so I just want to thank you. And I know that one of the things that we're really proud that we're able to do for the Little League, Tim, is that I know that we provide sporting events and tournaments grant. And that helps you offset some of your costs that it takes to bring those folks here. And so we're always glad to do that, to provide those grants funds for you.
Yeah, it helps us market it. There's a group that markets it. It's very expensive. It's a everybody wants these teams to come to town, and for us as a Little League to do that, it's almost impossible. So without your help, again, those tournaments aren't held.
Yeah, we're glad to do that. We're always glad to provide any kind of sport we can. Is there anything that you want to share? Is there if anybody's listening and they'd like to come down and help out or volunteer? Contact information that you want to share?
You bet. First, let's make sure we're keeping care of the kids. If you have a kid that hasn't signed up yet for Little League, ages 5 through 14, please let me know. And you can reach out to me on my email. It's Tim, middle initial T, last name Kuehner at yahoo.com. And I'll help you with that in any way I can. But let's make sure the kids get taken care of. Then if you're interested in helping out, any of those weekends, we're down at the park. And our high school team, myself, the coaches, are all down there kind of being ambassadors to the facility and to the teams coming in. And it's quite a process we have going on, all the way from field care through the concession stands through local volunteers who take care of a big barbecue stand. You name it, there's opportunities to help us out. So just stop on down, experience it, see what you think, and we'll find a spot for you.
Yeah, okay, that's great. So thanks again for all that you do. And I just want to make sure that if you just tuned in, there's going to be a celebration of the team from 1968. And that's going to be taking place first weekend in June.
Yep, first Saturday in June.
First Saturday in June. So what a great way. These kids will have throwback uniforms on. I definitely got to come down and check this out. I just love that. What a great way to honor, you know, the guys that played back in 68, and they probably have grandkids now.
Oh, man, yes.
You know, so
no doubt.
Thank you for doing that. I mean, that just makes it extra special for everybody. So I want to take the last final minutes here on Experience Marshalltown and just share kind of there's quite a few things going on. I'm looking at the calendar of events that the Convention and Visitors Bureau is host to, and we've got some things going on Friday. Well, one of the things that's going on in the Fisher Community Center right now is a youth art show, and all of the area youth, their art is on display in the Fisher Community Center Auditorium. Some amazing art and just a lot of talent there if you want to take a trip into the Fisher Community Center to see that. Also at 11:30 on Friday the 9th, there's a kickoff luncheon out at Iowa Valley. And there's a lot of detail about that information online, and I'll share that email address with you here in a minute. Also, we moved to Saturday. We got Zumba Kids at 9. 1 o'clock p.m. is Bowl for Kids' Sake. 2 p.m. is an Amish program that's going to be taking place, I believe, at the library. 4 p.m. and 7 p.m. is the Bowl for Kids' Sake, and that's a fundraiser to benefit Big Brothers Big Sisters, so it's for a great cause. Get your friends and come out and bowl for kids' sake. And then 7 p.m., Porter Union is a husband and wife team that'll be entertaining the folks at the Orpheum Theater. 7:30 p.m. is Live at the Brewery at the Iowa River Brewery. They have some live entertainment there. And at 8:30 at Jig's Game Room is Rocky Raccoon, and that's a tribute band that's doing music from the White Album. And always fun to listen to the Beatles and go into Jake's Game Room. He's bringing in some fun live entertainment for us. And then we move to Sunday. A couple things I want to mention on Sunday, the 11th, is the Soup Bowl Luncheon. So I love this as a fundraiser for House of Compassion. The Marshalltown High School art class makes pottery bowls, and they set them all out. You walk into the St. Henry's Fellowship Hall, you pick out the bowl that you want, and you get any kind, three or four kinds of soup to choose from and some different fixings. And when you're done, you get to take the bowl home with you, and that benefits House of Compassion. So just want to mention that, and some dance lessons out at Iowa Valley. So lots of great things going on in Marshalltown. You can go on the community calendar to check it all out at www.marshalltown.org and click on that events tab, and I'll bring up the community calendar. So thanks for listening.